The month of Ramadan enlightens and cleanses hearts and souls. September 20th, 2009. The month of Ramadan enlightens and cleanses hearts and souls by fasting, engaging in dhikr, dua, and divine prayers, by reciting the Holy Quran, and by engaging in many other virtues which religious people benefit from. In fact, from the night of Qadr onwards, the religious people who engage in fasting begin a new year. During the night of Qadr, their fate for the whole year is recorded by the divine angels who record our actions. During the night of Qadr, one enters a new year, a new stage, and in fact, a new life and birth. From this night onwards, one begins to take a path with his provisions of piety. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Some of the characteristics of the month of Ramadan. August 18th, 2009. Certain characteristics of the month of Ramadan have been mentioned in the du'as recorded in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya or other books. The month of Ramadan has been referred to as the month of penitence and the month of surrender, which is in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. The meaning of surrender is identical to that of the word submit in the ayah. And whoever submits himself wholly to Allah, and he is the doer of good to others, he indeed has taken hold of the firmest thing upon which one can lay hold. The Holy Quran, chapter 31, verse 22. Whoever submits himself wholly to Allah means surrendering one's heart and soul and making them submissive to divine will, divine order, and sharia. Ramadan has also been referred to as the month of purification, which means that Ramadan contains a quality that purifies people of impurities. When an impure precious metal like gold is placed inside a furnace, it is purified. Purification means purifying human soul of impurities. People benefit from speaking to Allah the Exalted, being addressed by Him, praying to Him, and opening up their hearts to Him. They do these by reading the prayers of the month of Ramadan, reading the Abu Hamza al-Thumali dua, and the duas that one reads during the days, nights, and the early mornings of Ramadan are actually a kind of speaking to God, making requests from God, and getting close to God. These people benefit from these things too.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope.
God.